You are listening to WYSO at WYSO.org and NPR One. Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker is a magical ballet. With dozens of parts for children, mice, gingerbread men, sugar plum fairy attendants, it's an endearing work. And if you're the choreographer, the person trying to organize all those dancers, it's no easy task. Culture Couch producer Jason Reynolds takes us behind the scenes at the Dayton Ballet.
Rehearsals for the 2015 Nutcracker are underway. And up on the fourth and fifth floors of the Victoria Theater, one thing is clear. It's a gigantic production. The show requires professional ballet dancers, rehearsal assistants, stagehands, wardrobe, and the Dayton Philharmonic. And that's just part of the production. This year's cast includes 111 child dancers from 22 different schools. Artistic director Karen Russo-Burke has to work some magic to make sure they all hit their marks.
We try to do it in layers, you know, first teach the steps and then teach where they're supposed to be on the steps, and then we bring the professionals in, and then they actually rise to the level of the artistry of the professionals. They see that pretend can be any age.
The chance to pretend like a pro keeps kids coming back. Ballerinas often start out as a lamb or a mouse in kindergarten, then go on to play every role in the ballet. That's the route Russo-Burke took.
At 5 years of age, I was cast as a mouse. And, you know, our director, after the mice were done, she would have all the mice sit, and we could watch the entire show. And I remember watching the Sugar Plum Fairy and the Snow Queen.
These days, Russo-Burke is directing the Sugar Plum Fairy and the Snow Queen. But down the hall, in a different studio, Megan Forney and Gabriella Sharp are conducting a rehearsal with three dozen children. Forney and Sharp are in their 20s, but they both have over a decade of experience with the Dayton Ballet. For them, the Nutcracker is ritual.
We start rehearsing the weekend of Halloween, and we go through right up to Christmas. So it's really like, just when it like becomes this time of year, I think, for us and for the kids that do it year after year, it just becomes, this is what you do this whole season.
It's not without difficulties. Sometimes kids get sick before a show, and when one of them pees on stage, it's called an angel puddle. Stage master Stacy Biggle told me that once, when the company was in Omaha for a performance, a bat came out of the rafters during rehearsals.
And one young lady was terrified of bats. She freaked out, and it became this ping pong match of colliding snowflakes on stage with people panicking and freaking out, and it was just mass chaos. Then we have stagehands getting out stage poles, and they're trying to shoo the bat away.
Mostly, they take it in stride, as Russo-Burke says.
You know, it just all happens. It's live theater.
Up on the fifth floor, in the waiting area, there's scores of young dancers and their parents. There's lots of smiles and giggling, but there's also some nail biting and nervous knee bouncing. Ava Holzberger is 11, and she's playing Clara this year.
I think the party will probably be my favorite. Because you get to hold a nutcracker and you have a solo. I think that's fun.
What's the hardest part?
Well, you kind of have to lead like a lot of dances, so if you mess up, the whole ballet might mess up, because if you're off timing, nothing will really work out.
Making sure things work takes a lot of practice. AJ Gross is playing Fritz this year, and he and his mother Rebecca will be spending a lot of time at the ballet.
How much rehearsal do you have to do?
Well, I'm going to have 5 rehearsals this week, an hour and 30 minutes, and it'll just keep on going from there. Like maybe 5 rehearsals every week.
How much of a commitment is this for you, Mom? I mean, that's a lot of time.
Yeah, it's a lot of time, and most of our weekends are taken up with that. I mean, the house isn't as clean as it should be, but I'd rather him be able to do what he wants and then look back and be like, oh, my kitchen floor was clean.
And what's it like to see your child on stage?
Super exciting. I just feel like my heart is on stage watching her.
That's Victoria Bueller, a proud ballet mom. The kids on the fifth floor are about to be called down to their first rehearsal, but you can tell they've been practicing at home.
Can you hum a couple of bars of a tune you dance to?
You can. You are the do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do.
The Dayton Ballet's production of The Nutcracker opens on December 11th, and it runs through the 21st of the month. For WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
This story was produced by Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds for Culture Couch, WISO's occasional series about creativity and the arts. For more information about the Dayton Ballet, rehearsal photos, and links, visit wyso.org or daytonperformingarts.org.